Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Praise God. God is in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your presence here today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. For what You're doing in our city, Lord. All those churches around the valley, Lord, we thank You, Lord. Lord, invade, Father God, their assemblies this morning, Lord, by Your Spirit, Lord. Lord, as men of God today, Lord, in our city, bring out Your Word, Lord. We pray, God, that a mighty anointing would be on that Word in every house this morning, Father. Father, we thank You for it. We thank You for our brothers and sisters that aren't attending here, Lord. And we ask You, Lord, that You would strengthen them, that You, by Your Spirit, Lord, would build them, God, and cause them to know exactly who You are and what You're doing in their lives, God. Lord, we thank You for that this morning. We thank You, Lord, that You are building and strengthening the body of Christ. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father, for what You're doing, Father. We give You all the praise and the glory and the honor this morning. Thank You, Lord. Lord, speak to us this morning. As we open Your Word, Lord, would you speak to our hearts, Lord? Lord, we give You, we honor You, Father God, by asking You to have Your way this morning. Have Your way, Lord. Lord, hallelujah, have Your way. Father, let there be an opening in heaven, a window in heaven this morning, Father God, so that we might hear the things that You are saying, that I might open my mouth as I ought to speak. And Lord, as the Word goes out and as Your Spirit always does, Lord, that You would take that Word into the hearts of each individual here today, even the little ones, even the small ones, even the little ones in arms, Lord, that You would take Your Word, that what they would hear today would cause a major effect in their life, God, for the kingdom's sake, for Your kingdom and Your glory. Thy kingdom come, Father. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Here on earth. Here. Right now. Today, Father. Give us, Father God, the bread. Thy daily bread. Give us bread for today, Father. Give us the manna out of the ovens of heaven. Hot. Hot, Lord. That will, Father God, speak to us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. If You agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is, I sense the Lord in the house. Hallelujah. It's not my water. I got to remember not to drink it. Praise God. Caleb, is this your water, bro? Yeah. Okay. You want it? I'm going to give it to you because I will. I'll grab it and I'll drink it, man. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, enjoy the worship team. How you guys? You guys like to worship? I'll tell you what. Enjoying it. And folks, been praying a long time for music in the house, live music. I think I said that last week, so I won't go over it again. Praise God, but I'll tell you what. Is this mine? Caleb, is this mine? That's... Was it laying there?
Yeah, it's a...
I leave stuff all over the place, man. Praise God. God is good. Thank You, Lord. Oh, man. Yeah, we had a good time at the powwow yesterday. It was fun. It's cold at first, but it got good. Amen. Lots of folks, seeing lots of faces. Man, God is making some contacts, giving us some contacts with folks to maybe to be able to minister out there to veterans. And God is doing stuff. Amen. Praise God. It's good. How many know God's got things He wants to do? Is that right? And you know, you got to be willing and obedient. Is that right? If you want to eat from the good of the land, and you know, there's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of stuff out there. If you want to eat from the good of the land, you got to be willing and obedient. Be obedient to do what God asks you to do right now. Don't wait. Amen. Even if it's just go to church this morning, be obedient and go. and see what God does. Hallelujah. How many of you are coming expecting this morning? You got to be expecting. Hallelujah. You got to be expecting something from God. You know, your expectation should be, God, when I come in, I want to serve you. I want to worship you. And as after I worship you, Father God, would you just begin to speak into my heart? Hallelujah. You set yourself up for God to hear you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody came to hear me. What you want to hear is what God says through me. Is that okay? Can I say that to you? That's what's important. It's not me. It's what God says through me. Just like the Sunday school in the morning. It's not Brother Pat. Brother Hank. It's what God says through Hank. Is that right? Is what is God saying? Lord, what are you saying? Lord, speak to us, Father. Hallelujah. And I'll guarantee you, man, if you come with an attitude of being, or allowing the Lord to minister to you in anything and everything, you're going to receive something and something more. Is that cool? How many of you guys are expecting? Everybody expecting? Come on. Hallelujah. Let your expectation rise. Hallelujah. If you will, open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 18. I tried. Say, Lord, this is too long. It's too long. It's too long. But the Lord said, you do it. You do it. You do it. And so, we're going to talk about Hezekiah. I love to take Hezekiah, and I like to take little segments out. But I feel the Lord just wants to give an overview of Hezekiah and what he's doing. The title of the sermon today is called Strength in the Press. Strengthen the press. How many of you know God is strengthening the body of Christ today? It's not that he's trying to. He is doing it. Anybody that's willing, God's going to be strengthening you. Do you know that? You know what? If you're busy looking at things that, oh, they ought to be this way, ought to be doing this thing, you know what? Your mind's being occupied by things by other than what God might be trying to get you to focus on so you can be strengthened. He wants you strong for these days. Is that okay? I don't know why. How many... I would say I know why. Because God is preparing to bring in a harvest like we've never seen before. And he's going to use us to do it. Is that okay? Yeah. Everybody, look to your neighbor and say, God's going to use me this year. Tell your neighbor that. God's going to use me this year. Hallelujah. I am a sickle holder. I am going to bring a harvest. Is that right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Folks, 2018 really is different. It really is. There's something different about this. Hallelujah. I was telling Rosie just the other day, I said, you know, I'm playing on my guitar a little more than usual, and songs that I could never figure out, they're coming like crazy. I mean, I wish I could play that one. You know what I'm doing now? I'm just trying to see if I can play it, and it's playing. I'm going, dude, that's cool, man. See, because something's different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be prepared to look at scriptures and see things you've never seen before. Is that okay? Be prepared for that. Be prepared for God to open to you the deep things of God. Is that all right? How many know? There's things that we know. Yeah, I read that for years. But be prepared to see and to hear things that are deeper than you ever thought. Because he's going deep, folks. He's going deep. He's going to go deep in your heart. And what's going to happen, things in your heart are going to be changed. And those things that you thought you could never get rid of, those things that you've always battled with, there's going to be a push on them. There's going to be a press. There's going to be, I'm going to get into myself. There's going to be a press so that God can strengthen you to pull those things out. It's cool, man. God is doing it this year. Hallelujah. Be ready for it. Allow yourself to be strengthened. Is that right? I'm going to say that again. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to be strengthened. Do you know how we don't allow ourselves to be strengthened? We'll stay out of the Word. We won't read the Word of God. We'll quit praying. We'll quit talking to God about certain things. We'll just think, well, God knows all about it. No, God wants you to talk to him about it. Allow yourself to be strengthened. Allow it. Hallelujah. And you watch what he does, because he is strengthening the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah chapter 18, I'm going to start at verse 1. And I'm going to jump around today. So I'll go from a certain verse and I will jump to another verse, because I had in my heart it was too long. And So we'll just see what happens. Amen. I said, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Everybody say right. Right. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places. Everybody say praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. He broke the images. Praise God. Everybody say. And he cut down the groves. Everybody say praise God. And he broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. What? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. What? For those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. Called it a curse. Do you know that anything will be placed before God, it's a curse to you? Do you know that? Do you know that? God says, I've got to be number one. So anyway, we'll leave that. Hallelujah. Verse 5, he said, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria. Do you see that? He rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. He smote the Philistines. I'm going to stop right there. I'm sorry. I like this guy. I like it when the guy comes in and he makes changes. Is that right? He come in, he tore down the groves. All right, don't like that. That's against God. Boom, gone. Broke up the images. Is that cool? Even the brass serpent that Moses had made hundreds of years before. Hundreds. What were people doing? Rather than worshiping God, they were worshiping that. Hey man, it's just a brass snake on a stick, man. What are you guys doing? This ain't God. Watch this. Bang. And broke it up. Destroyed it. I love this guy. And while I was thinking about it, it kind of reminded me of President Trump. How many guys I have? Come on. Come on, man. You know, oh man. Comes in and he starts, man, not just stirring up the apple cart, he starts kicking it over. Is that right? I mean, he starts doing a crazy thing. Our nation and people don't really understand. God got no idea what's happening there, but they're looking at it and they're going, what is with this guy? And I love it, man. Don't you love it?
Yes.
And that's, you know, and I don't think Hezekiah had a good following either very much at the time, because I think those people were pretty upset with him. Say, man, what do you think you're doing, bro? The brazen serpent? Dude, Moses made that. he's upsetting these folks, man. But that's cool. Because he's got something in his heart. Is that right? He's got something in his heart that says, I'm going to serve the Lord my God. In him will I trust, and I'm not going to trust in anything else. How many of you are like that? Praise God. You know, folks, trust God. In everything that you do, trust him. No matter what you see happening around you, no matter how your body tries to talk to you and convince you otherwise, you trust him. He will do what he says. His promises are real. They've always been real. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep reading. Going to verse 28 here. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse starting at verse 28. Now, you remember that he said he rebelled. The word of God said that he rebelled against the king of Assyria. Did I miss something? 28 through 37, yeah. Verse 28 says, "And Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spoke, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria." What had happened was, Hezekiah had quit serving Sennacherib, who was the king of Assyria. Quit doing things that Sennacherib was basically his Assyrian army. They were dominating the world at the time. And so Israel and Judah were subject to him. And the word of God says that Hezekiah quit serving them. So Sennacherib sent his servant, what was his name? Rabshakeh, to go give Hezekiah a message. Because I'm gonna send a message. This was years later, but yet, how many of you know sometimes when we do things, sometimes it might come up against you later on. Is that right? And so he's going good. He thinks he's doing fine because he had gotten away from the king of Assyria, quit serving him. But the king of Assyria came after him, first by sending his servant Rabshakeh. So I'll start at verse 28 again. Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spoke, saying, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king." "Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord." "The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present. Come out to me, and then you shall eat every man of his own vine, every one of his own fig tree, and drink ye every one of the waters of his own cistern." Sounds good, is that right? Come on out. Come on out. "Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, olive, and honey, that you may live and not die. And hearken not to Hezekiah when he persuades you, saying, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Has any of the gods of the nations delivered at all the land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim and Hena and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand?" But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, "Answer him not." Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Sheba, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told them the words of Rabshakeh. Rabshakeh was pretty bold, and he had good reason to be bold, because his king and his nation was dominating the world at the time. And they just that lineup of kings that he says, he goes, "Man, did God deliver them? Did God deliver those folks?" None of them were able to be delivered by their gods. And so now he's presenting this to the people in Jerusalem. And Hezekiah had made a declaration, "Don't answer him. Don't say anything to him. Do not speak to him. Just let him talk. Let him talk." Because Hezekiah had told his people, "God will take care of us. He will take care of us." You gotta remember, God was using Hezekiah to clean up Israel. Is that right? He was using him to straighten them out, to bring them back to God. And God. But how many of you know that in our lives we get pressure from things around us that sometimes we've got no control over? Is that right? There is a pressure that comes on us. it begins to press on us, and it can be from getting up and not feeling well to, somebody trying to sue you or it, but there are pressures in life, is that right, that try to push against you and try to overtake you. Your family's not helping you, or they're not doing, what they need to be doing. All these pressures begin to come on us, and we begin to load up. How many of you guys know what I mean when I load up? I mean, God, are you hearing me? God, I'm asking you. Lord, I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me, Lord? Nothing. And it feels like it's loading up and it's loading up. Those pressures come on us. And how many know Hezekiah is starting to feel some pressure? Is that right? Hallelujah. We'll go to the next chapter. It says in chapter 19, it says, And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Sneba the scribe, and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. Hallelujah. And they said to him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble. Feeling the pressure, is that right? This is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not what? Strength to deliver. Hallelujah. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God has heard. Wherefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus shall you say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. And that's nice, isn't that right? Praise God, amen. He sent to the prophet, and he goes, hey, tell them what's going on. Let them know. Let Isaiah know what's happening, what they're saying. And Isaiah sends them a word. He goes, don't pay any attention to the words. Is that right? Don't pay any attention. Hallelujah. You know, when somebody's sending an army against you, it's pretty hard not to pay attention. Is that right? It's kind of, oh, okay. And the prophet tells them, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In that prophecy, I'm not going to read all of it, because in that prophecy, the Lord says that he's going to put a hook in the jaw of the Assyrian army and going to take them away for a little bit. And so sure enough, Rabshakeh hears that there's a battle going on, so he leaves for a little bit. And then he comes back and he sends another letter to Hezekiah, because Rabshakeh is dead certain that they're going to go and they're going to occupy the holy city, well, Jerusalem. We're coming after Jerusalem. We're going to take it. It's going to... Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to verse 10. Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah. This is Rabshakeh sending another letter to Hezekiah. Well, sending words to Hezekiah. It says, thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the king of Assyria hath done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shall you be delivered? Have not the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the children of Eden which were in Thelsar? Sorry. Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arphad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena and Iva? Hezekiah received this letter at the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah, can I tell you, there's more pressure being put on, is that right? Pressure, pressure, pressure. God, can't you just wipe them out and get them out of the way? What the heck? Come on, God. What's going on, man? And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Do you see what he did? He laid it out before the Lord. And then he says this, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord God and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth thou have made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down your ear and hear. Open, Lord, your eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast out their gods under the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Hallelujah. I love it. This is what I love about Hezekiah. He went to the prophet and he told him, he says, man, they're coming, man. You know, they're threatening us, man. And the prophet sends him a word and says, yeah, it's okay. Don't listen to him. But then he gets another letter and it gets after him. He goes, man. And he goes in on his own. He says, I'm going in. Is that right? He says, now it's not enough for that prophet to press. I'm going to press God on this. Can I tell you something, folks? God wants you to go in and press him for the things that you need. I know this is what God has got me in this place for, is to let you know that he desires your personal relationship with him, just you and him, so that he can speak into you, so that you can speak into the earth whatever things he tells you. Folks, this has been so much on my heart lately. You've got to know who he is and what he's saying to you. You got to know it on your own. Hallelujah. Not with the prophet Isaiah, not with prophet Benny Hinn, not with all these. You got to know him on your own. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. And that's what I like about Hezekiah. He says, I'm going in on much. Okay, God, now it's time for me to talk. Amen? Come on, man. Get in there. Hallelujah. When the pressure's on, you know what's time to do? Press back. Amen? Begin to press back. Say, no, I'm going to press and I'm going to push. Because God, I know you're speaking. I know you will speak to me. I belong to you. Is that right? You got to press back. Ooh, come on, man. Hallelujah. Can I tell you there's strength in when you're pressing back? Is that right? Do you know that? Do you know that there's pressure? When you put pressure because of the pressure that's on you, you watch what God will do. Do not just roll over and go with it, man. You know what I'm telling you? Don't just roll over and say, well, everybody gets sick. Come on, man. No way. God doesn't say that. Does the Word of God say everybody gets sick? Is that what the Word of God says? Does the Word of God say that everybody loses their mind?
No.
Is that the Word of God says? It doesn't say anything like that. As a matter of fact, it says, according to him, by his stripes you've been healed. That's what the Word of God says. So don't play with sickness. Push back. Push back. This is what God's Word says. Hallelujah. He's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and such a sound mind. Push back. Amen? Everybody say push back. Everybody do that. Push back. Push back. Give a push back. Come on. I see some hands. Push back. Come on, man. Push back. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what God's looking for. Do you know that? God is looking for the push. He's looking for the press. Looking for the press. Come on, man. Oscar, you got some friends who are going to help you? Yeah. We're going to press. How many of you guys? praise God. I got this thing over here. It's brand new. I got it 10 years ago. We never use it. Hallelujah. Rosie says, stop it. I get out there and do a little bit every once in a while. Yeah. Praise God. We're gonna man, you go ahead and bring the bar. Yeah. And let me see. Come on, man. Give me a hand, bro. Come here. Oh, come on, man. Yeah. You guys know Dave? Yeah, come on now. Come on, bro. Hallelujah. We're going to put a couple of spotters for safety up here. Oopale. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. Yeah. Have a seat. Yeah. Isn't this nice? Comes back for one weekend and he says, man, what the hell am I doing up there? You can just sit there for a second. You can turn around right now for now. But we're going to have two guys here for spotters because everything's got to be safe. Is that right? Praise God. How many know what this is? What's this thing called? Anybody know?
Bench press.
Yeah. What's it called?
Bench press.
Bench press. Gary, what's it called? A weight bench, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called a weight bench. Is that right? It's a weight bench. You press on it, but it's a weight bench. The press ain't happening. Is he pressing right now? Well, he's pressing on the seat, but he's not pressing. But you know, it's a weight bench. And it's made, and you know what? I didn't know what it was for. Isn't that right, Reuben? It sits around the house all the time, so I looked it up on the internet. This is what it says, the bench. Using a barbell to hold the weight, dumbbells can also be used, and that's, no, sorry. The weight bench is an upper body strength training exercise that consists of pressing a weight upwards from a horizontal position. This exercise works the pectorals major, as well as supporting the chest, arm, and shoulder muscles. Mm. More weight, more what? Is that right? Is it strength, Gary? The more weight you work, do you get stronger with more weight? Yes? The more weight, the more strength. Okay. Hallelujah. The weight bench. Let's turn around. Let's make it a press, a bench press. Can we do that? Can you turn around? Go ahead and get into the horizontal position and get our spotters out here just in case. It might be a little heavy. You don't hit your head going down, okay? You know what he said? I'm never coming here again. Praise God, man. Hallelujah. Dave, can you get a hold of the bar right there? Just right there. Now, just hold on to it right there. Is he doing anything? Is the press happening yet? Not yet at all. Is that right? The press, there has to be something going on that will cause you to push. Is that right? So go ahead and pick it up, David. Yeah, go ahead and go up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, how's that feel? Cool? Yeah. Can you give me one? Okay. One. Can you give me 10? We're going to get him where he gets out, man. Praise God. Listen to me. Is it pressing? Is there a press? Is there a press happening? Yeah. Hallelujah. Folks, let me tell you, with God, he expects you to press. Come on. Hallelujah. Was that 10? I didn't see it. Can we do it again? No, just do it. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hold on just a second. Listen, folks. Listen, when we're talking about God and we're talking about his kingdom, can I tell you that you have to press into his kingdom? Do you know that? You have to push. And, you know, it's not just that, well, I'm God's kid, and so he's going to take care of me. And I'll be fine. I'll be okay. No, man. God wants you to press. He wants you to push into the kingdom. Is that right? I'm going to read you. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. This is what the Word of God says. Yeah, hang in here, you guys, you gymnasts. Yeah. It says this, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Was force happening here? when he was pushing. That force was pushing that bar up. Is that right? Pushing it. You got to push. If you want to build strength, you're going to keep doing it. You're going to do reps. You're going to do whatever. In order to build strength in your own body. Well, that's the same thing with God. God wants you to press into the kingdom, not just for the big things, but also for all those little things. All those little things that are bothering you, all those little things that are troubling you, your little big toe, your little toe or your big toe is bothering you. God wants you to press the kingdom for it. Do you know that? Do you know that He knows the hairs on your head? Everything's about, you know, like we used to, it's all about you. You know that song? It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. You know, but you know, the fact of the matter is God has made it all about you personally with Him. How are you? Can I say that when you go into His presence, He's saying, Howard, how are you? Yeah, how are you feeling, Howard? He is so personal with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to press. He wants you to speak to Him about those things that are troubling you. Can I tell you, He's your counselor? Can I tell you, you don't need any counselors? Can I tell you that?
Yes.
Personal relationship with God, to where you press into the kingdom and you say, God, I gotta hear from you. I don't want to hear from anybody else. I just want to hear from you, Lord. Will you speak to my heart? And you know what? That's what He's looking for. I will. I'll speak to you. I will show you things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19, I think it is. What is that? Where am I at? No, it's Luke. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. I might have you do it again. But I need some kids. I need some kids. Where's the kids at? Come on, man. Come on. Right there? Come on. Come on, you little kid. Oh, this one. Okay. Come on up here. Hallelujah. There you go. Watch. Come here. Come here, guys. Come on over here. Where'd they go? Where'd those little ones go, Oscar? Watch this. Because, I'm so, God has been, He says, you got to train my little ones. You got to train my little ones. So look, we're going to, some of you are going to need help. Is that right? I need you guys to help the little ones. Jason, you want to help the little ones? We're going to have these kids press, okay? And I want everybody, look at me. I want everybody with two hands on it, okay? And just do this, okay? All right. Bigger guys, if you want to raise it over your head, you can, but okay? But just watch them, okay? All right, so let's start watching these. Let's watch these kids. I'm going to tell you something. And what I want you to do, folks, this is what I want you to do. When you're watching these kids do this with us, wait. Let that be a symbol. Speak to them. Just say, hey, I believe God's going to strengthen that young person to do the things of the kingdom. Okay? Just speak that to them. There you go. Say, yeah, what's your name? Elsa. Eliana. Did you do it yet? Yeah. Yeah, Isabella. Elsa. I'm in preaching mode, so I don't know anybody. Yeah. I believe all these kids, folks, listen to me. It's got to be by faith. Is that right? We have to believe in what we're doing here. Is that right? We have to believe. It's imperative that we believe in what we're doing here. And these kids are not just the generation. They're not the generation tomorrow. Like Pastor Cesar said one time, he said, these are the generation. These kids, look, I know there's a lot, you know, I even thought of taking my kids out of the high school, man, because, oh, they're not learning anything good in there. But you know what? These kids are missionaries to high schools or junior high schools, elementary schools. They're missionaries. That's what they are. If anybody's going to, they will say, hey, no, Jesus is real, man. You know, come on. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes we grab them. We take them out of school because hey, let God use them. Amen? Hallelujah. I believe God's going to strengthen. Everybody get it? Everybody get it? Yeah. Thank you, guys. Go sit down. I got to find something to do with the kids on the last Sunday of the month. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need a few more, brother. Yeah, come on. A few more brothers. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to just think about force. When he's lifting the weight, there is force happening. Is that right? God tells us that he wants you to force your way in. Do you know that God does not force anything on you? Do you know that for sure? Do you know it for sure? You know he didn't force you to get saved, did he? No. He didn't force you. He's not forcing anything on anybody. Look at and just see, just think about the force that is going on here. And what I want you to do is translate in your mind, that is what God wants me to do. He wants me to use force to push into the kingdom. He really, really does want you to take his word and say, God, you said that you would bless my finances. Praise God. God, you said, hallelujah, that I will see my children. Hallelujah. The peace of God will be upon them. God, you said it. And so you press, but what you're pressing with is not so much the physical, it's the word that he's given you to press with. Know that. That's why it's so important for you to stay in the word of God, so that you can find words to press with. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, how many you got? Five?
Two.
go ahead and hang it up. Praise God. Let's give these guys a hand. Thank you. What's that? Yeah, just leave it there. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I'll never be back, he says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that nice? What a nice pastor. He comes to visit and hey, get up here. Come on, man. Hallelujah. It's because I love that bro, man. I know who he is. I know him. I know he's not going to be. I know he'll be back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Luke chapter 19, was it?
Yes.
Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. I want to show you something. How many of you guys like the story of Zacchaeus? Does anybody, can anybody tell me that little jingle? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. I can't hear you. Thank you. That's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. The story, Zacchaeus, it says this. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Everybody say he was rich. Rich man, yeah. And he sought to see Jesus. Stop right there. How many want to see Jesus? Come on, man. Let me ask you one more time. How many really want to see Jesus? Come on, man. How many of you don't want to wait till you get to heaven to see Jesus? Oh, man, I'm right there, man. Do you know the Word of God says this, that the pure in heart will see God? Do you know that? You'll see. He'll show you things. Set your affections on things above, and he'll begin to show you things that you've never seen before. You'll see him in certain places. He will manifest himself to you. He gave that promise, didn't he? Didn't he give it to the apostles? They said, where are you going? We don't know where you're going, Lord. He says, hey, I will manifest myself to you. That's a promise. So you can press in and say, Lord, I want to see you. Lord, I want to know you. I want to get to know you so much that I actually see you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Isn't that good? A rich man wants to see Jesus. And could not, for the look at the word, what does it say?
Press.
Could not because of the press. Because he was little of stature. He wants to see Jesus, but people are already lined up, so he can't get there. He's little. He's a little guy. So he can't. And he wants to see Jesus, and he's kind of trying to find a place to get in, to scoot in, but he can't. Folks are being mean to him. Hey, man, that's a tax collector, man. Step in front of him, and don't let him get in. Don't let him stand here. I don't want you standing by me, buddy. You know, whatever it was. That's just the way people are. How many know that? He couldn't find a place. He had no place to park himself so he could see when Jesus passed by. I love this story. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Here is this little guy, finds a tree, and he goes, I'm climbing the tree. Can I tell you, folks, that is a picture of pressing in. How many know it takes strength for him to get up into that tree? He's got to pull himself up. You know, I don't know how he climbed, wrapped his legs around it and climbed up and pushed, pulled and got himself into a place where he could sit down. That's pressing. That is the picture of pressing to see Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't tell me that God doesn't know about it, because it says very much. The next few verses it says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, came down, received him joyfully. And when they saw it, who's they? Folks? People? Yeah. Can I tell you people are people? Is that right? Some of them aren't going to like what you do. What is that to you? Let me just ask you that. What is that to you? They don't like what you do. You're a Christian. They don't like the way you handle yourself. You know, oh, they're so boring or whatever, man. No, we ain't boring. We're serving a living God. Hallelujah. Folks, people that don't... Pat and I were talking about this morning. You know, if they don't know God, they don't know love. Why are we expecting them to love us? Is there a reason for that? Is there a reason that we might be expecting the ungodly people to love us? They don't love us. We got to love them. That's the way God set it up. You love them. Love your enemies. Do good to those that despitefully use you. Say all manner of evil against you. Do good to them. And you'll see that God begins to move into your life. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Praise God. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and half taken away. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Is that right? Hallelujah. Folks, that's our who dwells in us is Jesus, and he came to seek and to save that was lost. Is that correct? Hallelujah. That's what we should be doing. That's what our outlook towards the world should be. I want to seek and save those that are lost. I want to be able to speak into their lives. I want to be able to, if they need healing, I want to pray for them and let God heal them. Is that right? There needs to be an active desire in our lives to go and do what Jesus done. Hallelujah. The way he did it. Lord, show me how. Hallelujah. What I like about this is that while Zacchaeus is sitting there, can I tell you, anytime Jesus gets close to you, things begin to bubble up in you. Is that right? You know what, God? I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to get rid of that. How many of you got rid of stuff when you got saved? Anybody? I broke all my records. I had a pretty good bar full of alcohol before when I got saved. I was out at the trash can. Boom, down, down, da, down, da, busting them on the corner of a trash barrel. Hallelujah. Rosie's going, what's wrong with you? Praise God. Jesus has come in. Jesus has moved into my life. Hallelujah. Just like Zacchaeus. Jesus is in the house. And even Jesus says that this day salvation has come to this house. Hallelujah. Folks, are you pressing? Do you know that God has positioned you in a place where there's people that don't know him all around you? Are you pressing the kingdom for those souls? Are you pressing? Or are you just having normal, everyday relationship with them and not saying anything? Feeling that, you know, well, hey, man, God wants me to say something, I'll say. Can I tell you this? If you will press for the kingdom, you'll find that God will begin to speak to you, to speak to those that are outside of you. Is that okay? Because he desires to seek and to save those that are lost. And that's what he's placing on us. We need to seek and to save those that are lost. We need to go after them. We need to just say something to them. You know what? Jesus loves you. That's it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come back to you again. You know, Jesus still loves you. I don't like you. I don't like the way you talk. Jesus still loves you. He still cares about you. Doesn't matter about me. It's how God says about you. He says He loves you. Hallelujah. How many of you know? How many of you know that as we press into the kingdom, as we press, the Word of God tells us, I press for the mark of the high calling of God. The more you press, the more you look like Christ. Do you know that? The more of God's words, the more of His anointing becomes real in your life so that you can speak to those that are around you. Hallelujah. We are His messengers. We are His ambassadors. Don't ever put that down. That's who you are. I want a couple more scriptures. 1 Peter 4:19. First Peter 4:19 says this. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The things that you're going through are designed to help you press to the kingdom. Sometimes we feel like we're suffering, but I'm telling you, see, those things that you're going through are designed to help you press so that you can push into the kingdom. And here's the power verse. The last verse, it says this, verse chapter 5, verse 10, 1 Peter says, the God of all grace who has called us to His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. How do you like that? You like suffering a while? Lord, let me suffer. Do you know that Jesus, from the time He started His ministry, was talked down about, talked about, ridiculed? Do you know that? Rejected. He went through some stuff for you. Do you know that? Do you realize that? Hallelujah. And then He says right here, He says, after you've suffered a while, He make you perfect. He make you complete. How many like being complete? Come on, man. You got to be complete. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is doing for you. Make you complete. He wants to establish you. He wants to strengthen you and settle you. Hallelujah. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That's the power verse. He wants you, hallelujah, to press. Just like Jesus pressed. You know Jesus spent the night, all night in prayer? Do you know that? He would spend nights in prayer to hear what God would say to him. Hallelujah. We had a good time in a prayer meeting the other night. It was fun. It was good. It was a good time. Hallelujah. And I believe that the effects of that, we haven't even seen it yet. And I believe it's going to continue. It's going to move on. It's going to keep going. It's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Because God is doing a work. Not us. It's Him. We need to press. And when we press, you'll find that He is always faithful, like it says. He's faithful to do. Glory to God. Can we stand? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand up. Hallelujah. The Word of God is good. Father, we thank You for Your Word this morning, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that You would, Lord, cause us to press, Lord. Lord, when the times are good, we press. When the times are bad, we press even harder. The times get good again, we press even harder. Lord, cause us to be people that will press into the kingdom so that we might hear You and know what You're doing in our land today, God. We thank You for it, God. We praise You for it, Lord. Lord, I'd ask You, Lord, that You would bless Your people. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. You agree? Amen. Hallelujah.